Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. As you know, I'm a fan of historical romance. Reading historical romance during the pandemic has worked for me. This month, I want to share 6 historical romances that I read recently and that you should add to your TBR. Now let's go to the list. The first book is When You Wish Upon a Road by Anna Bennett. What is this book all about? Well, Miss Sophie Kendall is looking for a space to hold her women's meeting for the debutant underground, and she finds it in Reese's, the Earl Westshire Warehouse. Here's the thing. Reese is unable to get a full night's sleep unless Sophie's around, so they strike a deal. Sophie will hold the space for the meeting for one night, as long as she spends one night per week with Reese, so he can fall asleep. What I love about this book is that it's just a friendship between Sophie and her two friends who are publishing a scandalous column. Reese and Sophie's story is a little burn, and FYI, Sophie's resort to another man, but it just somehow it all resolves itself. There's all happily ever after. What you should know about this book is that this book is book 3 in a series and it can be read as standalone. However, it is best to read book 1 and 2 to get most of the story. The next book is How to Love a Duke in 10 Days by Kerrigan Barnes. What is this book all about? Alexandra has been blackmailed for a crime that she committed with her friends. She's destitute and is running out of money, so she offers herself to get married with the Duke of Redmond. It is a marriage to convenience, which is one of my favorites. What I love about this book is that Alexandra has a PhD in archaeology and has had a good life before getting married. She has traveled the world, traveled to America, Egypt, and whatnot. I love the friendship between Alexandra, Francesca, and Cecilia. They added richness to the story. What you should know is that there's trigger warnings, there's a sexual assault on page at the beginning of the book. This is book 1 in the series. Book 2 is coming out September 29th, 2020, and Kerrigan Barnes is coming to the show. The next book is How to Catch a Sinful Marquess by Emmy Rose Bennett. What is this book about? After a scandal, Olivia, the heiress, is kept by her family because of her money. So she hides her identity and takes a job as a nursemaid for a ward of the Marquess next door. They end up going on a road trip to Scotland. They end up getting married, Gretna Green, as a marriage to convenience. You gotta love this. And what I love about this book is that I love the friendship between the others with beautiful downchance. So this story is based on, there's 4 girls who are in finishing school, and so they decide one night to drink, to read some scandalous materials, and to smoke. And so they get caught up, and so there's this big scandal about them. And so they decide after the scandal that they want to find husbands. And so who are the best husbands? So reform race. So they're like filing to that. So I love this friendship around this, that they're all supportive of each other. I love the Beauty and the Beast retelling. And yes, to living at Gretna Green in Scotland. I have a thing for that. Like, I don't know. I have something to be said about any Gretna Green scene. It's just like, that's kind of for me. What you should know about, this is book 3 in the series. There's 4 books in the series. The book comes out April 25th, 2020. It can be read as standalone, but here's the gist for book 1 is a dating bargain. Book 2 is another marriage of convenience. Book 3 is Marriage to Venus, Beauty and the Beast retelling, and book 4 is coming out next year, and it's with a Duke. So I hope you picked the series up. The next book is Never Conspire with the Sinful Baron by Renee Adler. What is this book all about? Laura Ralston is in financial dire needs, looking for cash flow ASAP. What better way to marry a lady with a ton with a considerable dowry? He picks Lady Nina. However, Lady Nina has her eyes set on Duke of Fernbridge, so Laura Ralston offers lesson seduction. And so, as you can see, it's like fake dating, fake courtship, and somehow they end up getting married. And the rest is history. What I love about this book is I love that Lady Nina and Laura Ralston have jobs. The book is beyond the marriage market. There's a conversation about women's rights and suffragist movement. So there's like conversations about what was going on during that time period and how women can actually, you know, have better rights for it. What you should know is this is book 4 in the series, but I did read it standalone. What you should know is that book 2 features Lady Nina's brother's love story. So if you want to get interconnected characters, then you should read book 2 too. The next book is My Fake Ray by Eva Lee. What is this book all about? Lady Grace is a scholar looking for a perfect match. She finds an Ojik who's a naturalist, but here's a problem. He doesn't see Grace as a woman. So Grace enlists her best friend forever, Sebastian, to become a rake who is seducing her to her Duke to pay attention to her. And as you can see, it's like fake relationship, fake courtship. Gotta love this. Again, it's one of my favorite tropes. And so they realize they're like, they like each other and they start seeing each other. And there's like some drama and all different things, but it's just like really good. What I love about the book is that hero and heroine have passion outside of the marriage. They both are scholars. They both meet at the library. I love that this book is friends to lovers romance, and it was just so good. What you should know is this is book one in the series, and it's a bit of an 80s movies remake. So there's like the makeover, this library setting, which is like Breakfast Club. So it's just really good. All right. The next book is A Daring Ojik by Sarah McLean. What is this book all about? Grace and Ewan were childhood sweethearts. However, betrayal breaks them apart. This is a second chance romance between the Queen of Covent Garden and a fake Duke. This book is angsty and it touches upon issues about women's rights and patriarchy. What I love about this book is it's a perfect conclusion for the Bare Knuckle Baxter series. This book redeems Ewan from the villain from the previous book. What you should know is this book 3 in the series, and it must be read in order. Like, actually, you need to read this so you can understand Ewan's background and Grace and what happened to them and how Ewan was the villain for the first two books and how he wanted to redeem himself and to get Grace back to book 3. That's my list for this month. I will be back in the next month with 6 new historical romance titles to add to your TBR. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.